At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Alley, Bo, Dylan. Guys, I don't know what's the most painful thing you've ever been through. We've all broken bones, I think. We've all had our physical ailments. I'm on like an 11 out of 10 right now.
I actually have not broken a bone. Knock on whatever this table is.
That's another issue for another day. It's another issue for another day. I have so many questions as to how that is even possible this day and age, but nonetheless.
I'm built for it tough.
Yeah.
No, some people, my wife has, I don't think, ever broke a bone either, so.
Wow. Man.
Man, that's, you've broken a bone.
Of course I've broken bones.
Yeah, which bone did you break?
Broke my nose.
Really?
Broke my arm.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like, straight up, man, I got rolled up in training camp in 2013, I'm sorry. Snapped my ankle. Just snapped. Oh. You know, like the whole wrong direction, everything. I promise you. I was not in as much pain that day as I was last night laying in my bed with gout in my big right toe.
Oh, no.
Like, I mean, like, I straight up, and I don't even know if this is, like, if they can help me, but I just made an urgent care appointment for 10 a.m.
Okay.
I don't know, like, is it a podiatrist thing? I have no idea. But anyways, that's neither here nor there, man. I didn't sleep hardly a wink last night, and I finally fell asleep. And God bless my wife, man. We've had this conversation, and I snore, and it's just a, you know what I mean? It's like not like
just a little
drawn-out thing. And she elbowed me, and she was like, hey, you're snoring. And I was like, ah, I just fell asleep for the love. Aww. It took me 3 hours to fall asleep. Nonetheless, man, long night at the Johnson house last night. I don't know, I don't know how you guys' night was, but, man, long night for me.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you were the one crying at your house.
Yeah.
Melrose have a bad night.
Man. I don't know. Last night was race night, Allie. So we tried to move up the timing a little bit. Not much though. We didn't move up as far as her bath up much, but mm-hmm. It was up. So by the time, and it was a caution filled event, so it took longer. So by the time I got up there around 10 o'clock, she had a few minutes. It was probably supposed to be like an hour and a half for our next bottle. So I couldn't go to sleep. Finally fell asleep around 11-ish because the Braves were still playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the walk-off, I'm like kind of,
You're juiced up. The blood's pumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she wakes up around like 12:50, which is good. I got like probably an hour and a half because you know how that is. And because it's also, and Mike will tell you this, you don't – if you hear her make a noise, which they'll do, you'll wake up.
Is it right? As urgent when you're hearing like a pet almost vomit?
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly
okay.
Right.
Okay.
But right. It can be a, more of like a, and you're like, what? What? She awake?
Why did you just sound like a female tennis player?
No, that's more like, oh. So I get up with her, which changed do my routine. Diaper, bottle, put her neck. Nope. So, but I will say this. I didn't put her right back away because when I was giving her a bottle, right before I burped her the last time, I heard her create another diaper change.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's something when, like, she's looking at you taking a bottle and she is just letting her rip.
She's like, you're going to like this one.
Just
you're going to like this one.
Yeah. So I went and did that, and then I put her down, and nothing. And she's squawky. I pick her back up, and she had a little sped up, and I go, oh, I know what the problem is. You got a little wet in your outfit. Whole outfit change.
There you go.
Okay.
Attaboy, Dad.
Pass you back in. Put her back down. Nope. Pick her back up. Hold her for a few minutes. Think I got her down. Put her down. Nope. And then I realize, I think you're still hungry.
Oh.
So, when I make it sound like it was like boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
it was not. Mike, what time did I text you last night?
I don't know, like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I haven't slept. I was like, me neither.
Yeah. From like 12:50 to 3 a.m., I was up, and I text Mike, like, hey, dude, just make sure I'm awake.
Make sure shoot me a call in the morning.
And yeah. I finally fell asleep at like 3:45, 4 o'clock.
Oh, gosh.
Attaboy. Nonetheless, man, there was a lot of things to watch last night that maybe some of y'all stayed up for.
We had multiple very intense games last night for the NBA playoffs. Pacers, Cavs, close game with the Pacers winning by just a point, 120 to 119. And it really looked like the Cavs were going to take this. They had a 20-point lead in the third quarter, but with 40 seconds left, the Pacers hit 8 points with Tyrese Halliburton hitting a game-ending three-pointer to put them over the edge. And you got a feel for Donovan Mitchell. He gave the Cavs 48 points alone, and the team still came up short.
Yeah, look, it's funny because not funny, but they all. It's fair to say that the Cavs are missing Evan Mobley, and apparently, what is now considered a key reserve, DeAndre Hunter, former Atlanta Hawk, who was injured in Game One. I got to give my guy Abe Gordon credit, and I don't love I don't like the word he used, but he's right on something. I'm not going to be like other shows and try to pick on him for some reason and call him out. But he said, I can't believe it. I don't remember so many choke jobs in the NBA playoffs. I don't like the word choke. But we have seen a ton of big leads, especially this week, go away. The Cavs were outscored by 15 in the fourth quarter last night, to Allie's point. Halliburton, though, has become this clutch guy for them. Three straight games, I think he's won it, Dylan, and yeah. He misses the free throw, gets his own rebound, and then does the step back three to win this game. It does the like South Park celebration with the big testicular fortitude. I would love it if it didn't scream, oh, so not only is your old man a jerk, but so are you.
Oh, stop, dude.
That's swagger.
Such yeah, I don't agree. Agree with the jerk part of it. I think he knew I mean, because that's a big moment, too. You just put your team up and
it really is.
And you gave your team a 2-0 lead. You won both games on the road. Now,
yeah, you are right, but I just, you know, I got to be me.
I feel you. But I'll say this. I don't know, and I'm like you, boy. I don't know if I like the word choke. For this Cavaliers team that we saw last night, because of what Donovan Mitchell had to do through that entire game, had to put up a Herculean effort, 48 points, because there's no Darius Garland. Like you said, no Evan Mobley, no DeAndre Hunter. I think it was more so the Cavaliers running out of gas than anything,
yeah.
more than them choking.
But Dylan, Abe is right. I don't recall so many blown leads like we've seen the last week in these playoffs. Abe's absolutely correct on that.
That is absolutely true, and I credit that to a part of I feel like these guys, one, take their foot off the gas way too much, and two, I think their shot selection just gets bad. You start to see guys just settle for threes, and you don't see them have that same aggression, and so I just feel like teams know that when other teams go up, hey, we're going to have an opportunity here that they're going to take their foot off the gas because it's a natural thing, and we're going to go on a run. And it just goes to happen. And these teams are too good in the postseason for you to do that. You have to keep your foot on these teams next. And I haven't seen, to your point and Abe's point, I haven't seen any team be able to really successfully do that, especially here in the second round where no home teams have won thus far.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, and like Dylan mentioned, Pacers are up 2 now. They're going to take game 3 back home on Friday. Now, Warriors won 99-88 over the Timberwolves. And unfortunately, Steph Curry left in the second quarter due to a hamstring strain. Still unclear if he's going to play in game 2 or not. Likely not. Buddy Hield had another great night, 24 points. And I mean, Jimmy Butler, he's just slacking at 20. Why would he get a ring if they keep advancing? LOL, JK.
Big joke.
I mean, just riding the coattails of Buddy Hield, wow. Jimmy Butler is.
You know, that I don't think Steph Curry plays. And I think the fact that you stole this game on the road, which no home team has won yet in this round, is a reason to say, you know what? Steph is this team. We all know that. Draymond, though, said last night, and he goes, look, we're going to rely on Jimmy Butler because, you know, he's not going to get a ring even if we win the title because Mike, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson out in Atlanta said he doesn't deserve one, but we're still going to ride his coattails.
I've never in my life, man.
But when it comes to this Warriors team, I was really just actually – talk about the Timberwolves for a second. I was actually surprised at how bad the Timberwolves were offensively. I don't expect them to be that bad the rest of the series. And I think for that reason, I think they'll be fine in this series. I don't think they're in trouble. Like, I think the Cavs maybe are in trouble because of just all the injuries that have piled up and depending on who was able to come back when. I think the Timberwolves will be fine. But to your point, Bo, I do want to say this. If I'm Steve Kerr and the Warriors, there is absolutely zero shot I play Steph Curry. Your goal as a road team in the NBA playoffs is to just split those first two games. They did exactly that.
Yep.
And so now you just let Steph Curry get an extra game, and then you see how he feels for game 3, and you probably bring him back for game 3.
Yeah, because there's like 3 travel days with these teams.
Exactly.
I mean, NBA playoffs take 6 months. I mean, it's longer than the actual 82-game season.
Yeah.
Hey, another game, Dylan, Allie, Mike, that 3-point percentage, you know, how you shot from 3 decided this game. It was an 11-point game. The Warriors hit 13 more 3-pointers than the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves were 5 from 29 from beyond the arc. Absolutely brutal.
Shout out to Buddy Hield real quick because he since that game 7 against the Rockets, these past two games, he has been, to your point, Bo, the Warriors shooting better from 3. He's a big reason that him picking up his 3-point percentage and his 3-point shots.
It only took him 10 years in the league to figure it out.
and you know why Buddy Hield I think has been better? Jimmy Butler. But you know he doesn't deserve a ring.
Well, here we go. I'm tired of taking strays. You guys know that's not what I said.
Also, Jimmy Butler, that's not a guy I would cross, but, you know, you do you.
Hey, I've said it before on the show. I might take the L. It doesn't mean I'm backing down. All right? You know what I mean? I can throw hands with the best of them. My record is probably, you know, 4 wins, 4 losses, maybe a couple draws in there, but it is what it is.
Say it to his face, Mike.
He's gonna get some. He's probably got the reach on me, but it's all good. I'll get him under the chin nonetheless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.